From today, if a doctor, nurse or midwife finds that a girl under 18 has had FGM or female genital mutilation, then he or she is required by law in England and Wales to report it to the police. The same goes for genital piercings. There is widespread support for the change, but there are also some concerns. Dr. Claire Girardi used to chair the Royal College of GPs. She's here now in a private capacity as a GP. And we're also joined in the studio by Nana Otoyoito, who is from the Foundation for Women's Health Research and Development. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Let's talk through first how this is meant to work. Dr. Girardi, if you are suspicious, I mean, I'm not entirely sure how it would come, a patient comes to you, how do you see this working?
Well, I mean, there's two things, the under-18s and the over-18s. So if a 17-year-old girl comes to see me, say, for a pill check, and on questioning, or it just happens to come in passing, that she says she thinks she was cut in childhood or she was cut, then I would have to mandatory, within 48 hours, have to report her to the police. Now, she will have no choice about that. There is a rider that I can delay it a bit if I've concerned that there might be risks to her. But there is no, as of today, that will be the law, whether she is currently at risk or not. So, and most 17 and 16-year-olds, and of course FGM is a terrible thing, but most 17 and 16-year-olds might welcome having the opportunity to say what would happen to them. And this will be the very first time, other than, I think, murder, where we will be mandated to report to the police something that happens in the consulting room.
Now, of course, mean it's breaking patient confidentiality?
Yes, I mean, we have legislation at the moment about if we suspect child abuse. Of course we do, and it's drummed into us, and we have repeated training.
Child abuse?
Well, it was child abuse. Of course it was. I mean, if this happened at 5 or 6, but we're talking now about an older girl, 16, 17, 15, where there may well not be any ongoing risk. There certainly might be risk once the police go knocking on her door and start to talk to her family. So it's complicated and worrying.
Okay, Nana Otoyoito, you're in favour of this change, aren't you?
Clearly, Forward has categorically called the government to actually be more proactive on tackling female genital mutilation. We've been calling for a more comprehensive approach to tackling female genital mutilation. Yes, mandatory reporting is part of the process, but my concern is FGM is child abuse, and it is very important that mandatory reporting applies equally to all forms of child abuse. And at the moment, it does not. So the communities who are affected will feel that they are being punished for having committed a crime when they committed it most of the time before they may even have come into this country. So it's now for the police to actually now investigate. My concern is the government is very keen to prosecute, and they would want to have FGM as a way of prosecuting girls. Once you report an incident that has already happened, FGM has already happened. We don't want to see FGM.
So are you saying it's not worth it? Are you saying they shouldn't be doing this?
I think that they should, but it should be applied equally to all other forms of abuse. Not just stigmatize FGM as the only form of abuse where statutory professionals have a mandatory obligation to report.
Okay.
It doesn't apply across the board.
Is that a concern of yours, Dr. Girardi?
I mean, I've been hearing this argument and sitting outside in the green room, and actually Nana's absolutely correct that what we are doing and at risk of doing is targeting whole communities for a crime, and it is a crime, no doubt about it, that may have happened a decade ago, may have actually happened a decade and a half ago. And whilst I have, of course, I have a statutory duty to report any form of child abuse, I think what she's saying is that this is different to what we currently have to do. Now, I'm also concerned, and really concerned about, you know, if a 17-year-old comes to see me and says that she alleges that she's been raped, and in passing also says that she has been cut, I don't have to mandatory report the rape, but I do have to mandatory report the cut. And it just, as a GP, I just worry. I mean, young ones fear lack of confidentiality in our consulting room all the time. Study after study say they won't come for pill checks, they won't come for sexually transmitted infectious disease checks. Can you imagine now a 17-year-old thinking mandatory reporting if she discloses? And we also know that when you look at this, there was a study in South London that showed that 60% of girls and women who were thought to have FGM actually didn't. They had normal genitalia, and it's quite complicated. So it's a worry, and this has been rushed through.
And your understanding of how it would work is what? When that girl possibly...
I don't have to call 999, but some are ringing 999.
101.
It's 101, but within 48 hours. The law.
And then what? A policeman will go round to that person's house?
I assume a policeman will go round to the person's house. We have to report on date of birth, address, next of kin, all sorts of bits of information. I assume, I don't know, maybe Nana knows.
Do you know how it would work?
Clearly, what is happening is that there is guidance which has been put on the website. There has not been any training. There is no plan of training rolling out to actually make people clearly understand. And we are actually not also very clear. So if we are not very clear about it, who is going to be very clear in terms of taking action? The government has not rolled out, has not put any funding to make this possible. And this is my real concern.
Well, but I do worry about knocks on the door of, you know, on our families in Tower Hamlets and the effects that that child will have on the rest of her family. So I think it's something that needs to be looked at in more detail.
And it's a story we will continue to follow. Dr. Claire Gerada, Nana Otoo-Oyoto, thank you very much.